Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Troy, Montana, with our live actionstoprofitsradio.org. Folks, it really is a blessing and an honor to be a home business coach and help people to get paid on a weekly basis. And one of the key ingredients to making that be successful is the word people itself. People are not just another number in the process. And that's what today's radio show is all about. As an entrepreneur, we have the ability to make a difference in the lives of people. And we have to have a product or a service that people are going to purchase should we desire to turn that career into pay. And it happens every day. It's just a matter of learning how to connect with people, communicate with people, understand what the problem is that they're facing, and show them a way they can solve that problem. Now, I just inhaled a bug. One of the things that you can do is you can have the ability to connect with people daily, utilizing the power of the internet. Now, when I first got into this industry over 20 years ago, we had a thing called a phone book. It was very thick. And if you didn't know anybody, you just went through the phone book and you looked for people that you could connect with that had a phone number that you could call. And many a times those people had some not so kind words to say to you as you're calling them up and they got no idea who you are. So we were able to learn at a very early time in the industry, in fact, before the age of the internet even come into existence, the value of people. You see, you could call up 100 people and get one or two people of interest out of 100 just by practicing that. But what happened is after you got told things that you really can't repeat 98 out of 100 times to find those two, you learned how to ask the right questions very quickly and to the point to get them to tell their story, to get them to share information about what their desires in life are all about. And by understanding how to relate to them on the basis of what it is that they wish to accomplish, a relationship process was starting to be formed. There was no sale made on that particular call, but it was a connection that was made with a person to understand an actual desire that they hold, so we could show them that as a real person ourselves, we actually had a path that we could show them that would help them to meet their needs. And sometimes we would have to make 5 or 6 phone calls to get that point established. But once that point was established and they realized that we didn't have something up our sleeves, we were really connecting with them just to make contact, to show them that they were important, to show them that they mattered too. And more importantly, let them tell their story. And by learning this simple act, it was very easy to form a team across several states and enjoy an income process. Now, today we have the power of the internet. So we don't have to use the phone. We don't have to make all kinds of cold calls. We can actually utilize the internet, understand where the people are on the social networks who are actually raising their little hands up in the virtual air saying, hey, I love opportunity and I like to get paid. And when they're saying that, you can connect with them the same way we did old school over the phone. Connecting with a person does not mean selling that person. It means getting to know a little bit about that person. And if they're already an entrepreneur, this puts a feather in your cap. Now, you might be thinking, well, gee, Earl, that's nuts. Why would I want to connect with somebody that's already an entrepreneur? Why would I want to do that? Wouldn't I want to find somebody that doesn't have a business opportunity that they're running with? And sometimes that may sound like a good philosophy, but here's the reality, folks. 92% of the companies that are offering you the great ground floor opportunity, get started today and make the big bucks tomorrow, they'll go out of business in less than 6 months' time. And when we're talking about billions, not millions, but billions and billions of people that are looking for opportunity on a daily basis, when 92% of the opportunity ground floor big guys go out of business in less than 6 months' time, it really does create a lot of negative aura in our industry. So when you have something that is not offering something for nothing, that's jam-packed full of upgrade fees, that never gives you the whole piece of the pie of how to get paid in this industry, it's really easy to see why 100 people could get excited about that this week, and next week, 98 of them no longer have an interest. So you can play the odds of how do I get 2 out of 100 and drive yourself crazy and start to think that this is not a fun career field. Or you could learn how to connect with 10 people. And out of 10 people that you connect with, utilizing the social networks, you can have conversations that are all based around them and what they want to do in life. And often during those little chats, they're revealing to you a problem of more month than money, or not enough income with what they're currently doing, or they wish they had another income stream to go with what they're already doing. And as that comes up in that conversation topic, then you've now registered it, or recognized, not registered, that they have a problem. And they've shared that with you. And guess what? People are always open to a solution. So when you have a solution that you can share with somebody, it really does put the odds in your favor to be able to earn. It helps quite a bit. But they're not ready for that solution until you take the time to connect with them first. You know, I like to teach that part, connect, because a lot of people jump into a relationship from a friend request on Facebook and immediately go for the close, because they think, if I'm a closer, I'll always be closing. I'm going to make the most money. And I'm here to tell you, it's not about closing people. It's not about closing people at all. Yes, closing people when you're trying to make a sale is a very valuable skill for an entrepreneur to have. But the most important skill set isn't closing people, it's connecting with people. Because when you can connect with people, you will form what they call a relationship with them. And relationships are the glue that will hold your organization together. You got to remember that every day, several thousand companies start out brand spanking new with the ground floor opportunity. It's going to take you from zero to hero. So when that's taking place on a daily basis, there's an awful lot of shiny new toys out there that an entrepreneur can pick up and play with and be distracted from their daily actions to profit. And it happens all the time. But what you can keep as a feather in your cap is the recognition that 97% of the people that get into this industry that are brand new to it, they don't have a clue what they're doing. And I would say close to 80% of the people that have been in the industry even 1 to 2 years still don't have a clue what they're doing. They think that their money comes from the right advertisement being made. They think that they need 10,000 people on their list to make $10,000 a month. Well, I suppose if you always needed somebody to work with, there'd be an awful lot of truth to that. But the bottom line is, there's many multi-million dollar earners in the field of network marketing, even affiliate marketing, that have created more than $1 million in income off having relationships with five key people. And outside of those five key people, underneath those five key people is a sphere of influence in the thousands. And because the relationships were formed properly with those five key people, the viral effect took place. And what happened? Millions of dollars was generated. And I'm talking about five key people. So think about what that means when that's already been proven in the market. It's just a matter of understanding how to connect with people from what they want to accomplish in life. And you can't find out what they want to accomplish in life unless you ask them questions. And you need to recognize the largest mistake made by entrepreneurs today is the lack of asking questions and the majority of their time being spent with a new potential prospect where they are doing all kinds of explaining, all kinds of selling, all kinds of promoting this or promoting that. If you haven't developed a relationship with another individual to discover the point of need that they have in their life so that your business or opportunity can fill that need, you've got the cart way before the horse. And what you're doing is you're repelling them from you. You're not drawing them to you. You will draw a person to you when you show an interest in that person. You see, the key to true entrepreneurship is patience. There was a song come out when I was in high school 23 years ago by a rock band known as Guns N' Roses. And that song was called Patience. All I need is a little patience. And you know, that song was wrapped around, I think, a relationship. But it's an important song to understand. Patience. Because as an entrepreneur, especially a professional entrepreneur, you need to have the patience to understand people. And the more patience you have, the more profits you'll endure. You see, often somebody gets started with a business opportunity, and the first thing they think they got to do is go out there on the internet or face to face or over the phone and connect with as many people as they possibly can. And without knowing anything about the people that they're trying to connect with, kawham, here's my link. Here's my story. Now, that person does not know you. You need to ask yourself this very important question. Why do they care about you? They don't know you. They don't know the first thing about you. All of a sudden, you just connected with them, and without even asking them any questions about them, their lifestyle, why they do what they do, how long they've been doing it, how well is it working for them, are they enjoying the process? Without asking any of those key questions, you're just slapping information in front of them. You need to recognize, folks, that's not entrepreneurship. That's spamming. I call it virtual puking. Imagine somebody knocking on your door, and as you open up the door, they puke in your face. It's not an experience that you would enjoy too much, is it? It's actually not a fun experience at all. I know that sounds gross, but I say it that rudely, that vividly, so you can understand the seriousness behind it. connecting with people and treating people like they matter, getting to understand what their whole objective is, communicating with them and being able to show them different things that will help them to accomplish the objective that they have in mind. As an entrepreneur, what do people want to do? They want to get paid. They want to make money. And if we recognize the facts in the industry that the majority of them do not make money, then it's really easy to figure out where they need the help. But if you just assume that they're not making money, and you just take charge and you just start throwing information at them, please keep in mind, that is no different than knocking on their door and as they open up the door, puking in their face. Again, I repeat it because it's a common mistake that happens every day by millions of people. And yours truly, myself, used to be the biggest puker in the bunch. I was really good at it. I figured, boy gosh, if you had a pulse, you needed to hear my story. And I was going to tell you my story, whether you wanted to hear it or not. And guess what happened? I learned the hard way, through thousands of connections ruined, that does not work. What works is connecting with people, understanding it. Exactly what it is that they want to accomplish in life, understanding what life means to them, understanding what solutions could do for them if they had the solution. But see, if you don't ask the right questions, you can't get to what that problem is. And sometimes there's not a problem. Sometimes everything is going great. It's just there's another avenue or a different income stream that could be added to the process that's already taken place. But if you don't ask the right questions, you can't find that out. So you got to look at your career in this industry. What is my objective? What do I want to accomplish? Well, if you have affiliate programs and network marketing programs, you can look at those as multiple streams of income. Is it doable to make millions of dollars with more than one stream of income? Well, if you do the research, you'll find that over 95% of all billionaires have more than one stream of income. So if you understand that and you recognize that what you want to do is be in that million-dollar income bracket, and you recognize the fact that somehow, some way, every day, you're going to have to connect with people to promote whatever business that you operate, wouldn't it make sense to have different solutions for different people? When we understand big leaders like Tony Robbins in the industry have been able to prove that there are four major personality types of people, and inside those personality types are 16 different degrees of personalities within those four personality types. If you have one opportunity and that one opportunity is only geared to one personality type, wouldn't it make sense that three out of four times, you're not going to be able to connect with a person that you are communicating with as far as that business being a solution for their needs? Does it mean you quit that business? No. It means you add a few other income streams that does fit into those categories, because as an entrepreneur, you're going to be connecting with people on a daily basis. And as you interview these people like a professional, instead of cram a business that they know nothing about down their throat before you even know if they're ready for it or not, you will be able to listen to what their need is and have a whole quiver of arrows that allow them to hit the target that they want to shoot at as an entrepreneur. And when you can show them how to put something into their game plan that helps them hit their agenda, you are helping people and serving people. And why not get paid for that? The whole idea of being an online entrepreneur. So if you recognize that is business and you understand that, what if you are running with just one company? What if that is your comfort zone? Just one company. Well, recognize there's no problem with that. When there are four different personality types of people, you need to be able to understand how to relate to each personality type of person with that one individual opportunity. And you'll still find that if you have the habit of connecting with people daily, your business will grow. And when I say connecting with people daily, that's what I mean, connecting with people. I'm not saying close them. You can close people on a daily basis only if you've already first connected with them on a daily basis. You see, success is not instantaneous, folks. Success is a process. Entrepreneurship is not about just having the right button to push and the correct link to post. Entrepreneurship is about doing business with people. And when you treat people like they matter to you and show them that they're not just another number in your process of doing business, it allows you to form relationships. And if you listen to any motivational speaker, if you listen to any million-dollar trainer, they will tell you that the very foundation to the lifeblood of their success is the relationships that they have developed with the people that they do business with. Understand how critical that is to your personal success. When you really develop the habit of communicating with people properly, letting them tell their story, it will place the odds in your favor. I would love to claim all this information as mine. I would love to stand before you all and convince you that I am the bee's knees. But I'm here to tell you I'm just a human being just like you. I've learned how to plug into people that are much better at what I do than myself. I've learned through books like How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie that the most beautiful sound to a person's name, to a person's ears, is their own name. I've also learned from that book the most exciting thing for another person to do is to tell their own story. Nobody wants to listen to their own story. So when they find a person that's willing to listen to their story, it helps solidify what's called the relationship. And you have to start somewhere. Does it mean that you have to write an entire book with that person before you understand that person if you're utilizing chat features on the social networks? No, don't mean that at all. You'd be shocked how fast you could communicate with somebody, understand where they're headed, and have a thing that you can relate to that will make them a person of interest for what you have to offer. And after you've established that contact and you've asked the right questions, now you can get to the point of what business is being done for. It's just a matter of treating people like they matter. Now, if you try to treat them like they don't matter, they won't last long. If you try to use several fear of loss tactics, which have been proven to slam sales but not secure sales, you'll learn the hard way that that's not a practice that you want to endure. A lot of people can close a high-pressure sale based on fear of loss tactics, but put yourself in that position. If your whole income is based on fear of loss, it means you'll never have any loyalty to what you do on a long-term basis, because sooner or later, what you're doing is going to get old and you're going to be afraid of losing out. You're going to be so afraid of losing out on something new that you'll forget about what's producing and you'll go the wrong direction. You see, what you got to understand about entrepreneurship and business is it's all about people. The money follows the relationships. So when you really take your time to develop your skills at connecting and communicating with people, the income will follow those habits. But if you try to shortcut that skill development, oh, if I just find the right online thing, I won't have to talk to people. Why do they believe that? Because they think an email and a system will replace the people talking. But remember, what do all the million-dollar trainers that have actually got millions of dollars of earnings under their belt, what do they teach? They all teach one thing. The repetitive income is all based on the relationships with your team. And if all your team knows is that you're going to slam a sale, move on with or without them, and there's no value established with that team, how loyal do you think that team will be to you? You need to recognize the importance of leading by example. If you want 10 people to do 10 things, you better be doing the 10 things with your actions that you want those 10 people to do. And actions will always speak louder than words. And as they see the actions producing, they will want to take those actions. So if you look at the money, because that's the most important part of business, show me the money, look at the actions that make the money. And as you duplicate those actions, you'll duplicate the money. And what is the most common actions done to create the big money? It's the ability to connect with 5 people or 25 people a day on a professional level, to set 5 appointments a day, to properly present the opportunity 5 times a day, and have 5 people a day that you follow up with. Those are the basic fundamentals. If you're brand new at the basic fundamentals, you need more practice than a seasoned veteran. So that means if you want 5 good solid appointments and you're brand new, you're going to have to connect with 50 people. Set 15 appointments so 1 out of 3 can stand you up to ensure you got 5 appointments. As you practice that for 3 months, you develop the process, and now you can do just as much with 25 people as you used to do with 50, but first, you have to develop the skill. Is it comfortable? Absolutely not. But the whole secret to success is to begin to stretch your comfort zone, because if you refuse to stretch your comfort zone, you're basically refusing to stretch your income zone. I hope you've enjoyed what we've been able to share with you on actionstoprofitsradio.org. It really is a blessing to help people to the success that you deserve. And that link, actionstoprofitsradio.org, is jam-packed with former episodes of how to get paid on a weekly basis. When you know the actions to profits, you ensure your income. Congratulations for taking time today to see a way to make a difference, whether you work online or offline. May God bless you beyond your imagination.